Hello everybody, it's MinisterTall23 back with another video. And once again, I apologize if there's any audio issues in this video or in this video series. So in this video series, which I want to start doing, I'm going to be defending the new IFB and my church, Faithful Word Baptist Church, and other new IFB churches, such as Verity Baptist Church, you know, Steadfast Baptist Church, and other like-minded Baptist churches who are friends, you know, who I personally have friends in, or just people just in other countries, other places, who believe similar doctrines. And I'm going to be defending the new IFB against the attacks of either, you know, false teachers, or even against or even from, you know, actual people who are brethren, people who believe in Jesus Christ, but who are deceived by lies and false doctrine, and who are also just deceived by railing accusations, and who just hate our church, and who hate me personally or whatever because of some of the things that we believe. And in this video series, I'm going to be explaining and showing why the doctrines that we're commonly attacked for are biblical in nature, right? Because a lot of people will hate us, hate my church, preach against my pastor because of things that we believe, but these things that we believe are actually based on the Bible, right? So I'm not an independent fundamental Baptist just because. I'm an independent fundamental Baptist because I believe the Bible, and the Bible is my final authority, right? So I go to an independent fundamental Baptist church because I got saved, I believe the gospel, and then I started reading the Bible, and the things which are taught in the Bible are taught at typically independent fundamental Baptist churches. That's not to say that every IFB church is good. That's not to say that only IFB churches are good, but in general, this is the case for today. So in this video, I want to explain why you should be an independent fundamental Baptist, and why you should stop saying lies about, you know, my church, about Pastor Anderson, about me, about other people, because a lot of people are attacking us today and have been for many years. But I think it's time to actually, you know, on my channel, to go through some of these things and you know, explain why these things that we're commonly attacked for either are just based on, you know, false accusations, misrepresentations, you know, a misconstruing of what we believe, or they are genuine, like, hey, that's what you believe, and, you know, they attack us for that, but it's like, well, those things are in the Bible, so why would that be a problem, okay? So again, obviously, I can't be right about everything because I'm a human being. I don't know everything. I don't know everything in the Bible. And so I'm sure there's some things here and there that I'm not perfect on, that I don't believe correctly. And when those things come to my attention, I will change on them, okay? But a lot of the things, like I said, which I'm going to be talking about in this series, are things which are biblical in nature, but people, for whatever reason, either because of their ignorance or because they're just wicked, will attack me, my church, my pastor, other new IFB churches, other brothers in Christ, because we believe these things, even though these things are taught in the Bible. So that's what the purpose of this series is. Now, you might be asking, what is the new IFB? Maybe you've never heard of that before. Maybe you're new here. I don't know. Well, essentially, let's break it down. So new IFB stands for New Independent Fundamental Baptist. Now, it's basically just it's not a denomination. It's not an organization. And some people say it is, and I'm going to be showing why that's wrong, explaining why that's wrong in the series, but it's basically just a broad term, just defining a certain brand or flavor of independent fundamental Baptists who exist today, who, you know, put the Bible as their final authority, and who believe the Bible instead of traditions, because the former independent fundamental Baptists of yesteryear, and, you know, some of these churches still exist today, kind of deviated away from the Bible on some doctrines and on some practices, and took in a lot of traditions of men and teachings of, you know, commentaries and, you know, dispensationalist type books and things like that, and didn't actually get their doctrine from the Word of God. So the new IFB is basically just a movement or a loose association of churches and believers who, you know, are zealous for preaching the gospel, and who go back to doctrines which are actually taught in the Bible instead of being deceived by this world. So just breaking down that acronym, IFB or New IFB, a Baptist is essentially, I would say the best way to define a Baptist would be just a Christian who believes that baptism does not save you. Baptism is by immersion. Baptism is only for believers, and that the Bible is the inspired and preserved Word of God, and that there is no other Word of God besides that. The reason why I give these two things as the definition of a Baptist is because there are some people who will practice, believer's baptism by immersion, but who take other things as their final authority, like the Seventh-day Adventists, for example. You know, I'm pretty sure they have the right form of baptism, but then they also believe in the teachings of Ellen G. White and things like that, and the Bible's not their final authority. And there's a few other things like that, but Baptist is a very broad term. It's not, again, it's not a denomination. There's no such thing as the Baptist Church, which some people will kind of make it out to be like there's the Baptist Church. There's no such thing as the Baptist Church. Like there's a Catholic Church or, you know, the, you know, African Methodist Episcopalian Church, or I don't know why that came to my mind, or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or something, where these are actual like denominations or organizations. There's no such thing as the Baptist Church, right? There's just Baptist, which is a very broad term for people who believe similar things. But there's different flavors or types of Baptists, you could say. There are denominations of Baptists. There's Southern Baptists, North American Baptists. Those are some of the common ones here in the U.S., but there's some other ones as well. And then there's also Free Will Baptists is another one. Missionary Baptists is another one. But there's Calvinistic type Baptists, or also called Reformed Baptists. But then there's also another branch or movement of Baptist, which is called the IFB, or Independent Fundamental Baptist, which is essentially Baptists, you know, people who believe, again, believers' baptism by immersion, and who use the Bible as their final authority, who have put the fundamentals of the faith as very important, right? So some of these other churches, some of these other Baptist organizations and groups, some of them have deviated from biblical fundamentals, become very liberal in their teachings, in their standards, in their doctrine. And so Independent Fundamental Baptist Churches in general is just a church which is independent, not part of an organization, not part of some kind of denomination, but is, you know, just a single church that is headed by the pastor under the authority of the King James Bible. Usually Independent Fundamental Baptist Churches are King James only. Believe in the right gospel, salvation by grace through faith and eternal security. Now, that's how it used to be, at least. There are some IFB churches which teach a false works-based salvation, but in general, that's how it is, that it's just, you know, believing in Jesus that saves you, for IFB churches. And, you know, they believe in the Trinity, believe in, you know, the autonomy of the local church, and just some other things which are considered fundamentals of faith, you know, the virgin birth and things like that, and believe the Bible is absolute truth, right? And there are some differences even between these Independent Fundamental Baptist churches, because, you know, they're independent, right? Independent means that they're not depending on others, either financially or for doctrine or for teaching, but that each one is different from the other, right? So therefore, you'll have some Independent Baptist churches which differ greatly on some other doctrines, right? And so the new IFB is basically a newer movement of Independent Fundamental Baptist churches who reject the preacher of rapture, right, which is very common amongst IFB churches, reject Zionism, again, a very common thing in churches nowadays, reject some of the teachings like the altar calls and things like that, and practices, the bus ministry, things like that, that are not biblical, and then also are zealous for preaching the gospel, because unfortunately many Baptist churches who in the past were very zealous to go into the world and preach the gospel, also known as soul winning, have gotten very lazy on that and don't actually fulfill the Great Commission anymore. So basically put, a new IFB church is a church that is, you know, Independent Fundamental Baptist, you know, so they're not part of a denomination. Their fundamentals stick with the Bible as their final authority. They believe in the right gospel, salvation by grace through faith, eternal security. They believe in the Trinity, believe in believer's baptism by immersion, and who reject some of the false teachings of the old IFB, you know, the pre-trib rapture, things like that, dispensationalism, and who are on fire for the things of God, who preach hard against sin, go soul winning, etc. So that's basically what a new IFB church is. And the church that I go to, Faithful Word Baptist Church, pastored by Pastor Steven Anderson, is an example of a new IFB church, right? Again, It's not a denomination, it's just like a loose term for identifying churches which believe certain things. Now, in this series, I'm going to be defending the new IFB against some of the common attacks against us, because if you just look up new IFB, Faithful Word Baptist Church, Pastor Stephen Anderson on YouTube or on Google, there's going to be a lot of false accusations, a lot of lies, or a lot of things that are said against us. And those things, you know, I'm going to explain in this series why these attacks are wrong, right? And so just as you know, summary, just so you know what I'm going to be talking about. And if you have any other ideas, maybe if you're, you know, on my side, you believe the same things I do, maybe you have other things that you would like to mention. So a few things I'm going to be talking about in this series. I'm going to be starting with talking about salvation-related subjects. So about repentance, which is a very common thing that we're attacked for. They say, oh, you don't teach repentance. I'm going to explain that. And then also calling on the name of the Lord or confessing with the mouth the Lord Jesus. That's another thing we're attacked for. Also called by some the sinner's prayer. The belief that salvation will not result in a changed life, or it will not necessarily show works in somebody's life, which is, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but that's another thing I'm going to talk about. Soul winning tactics. There are some people who attack us and say that it's just a 1, 2, 3, repeat after me, quick prayerism is what they call it, that sort of thing. The rejection of altar calls, the belief that Jesus is the Word of God. I don't know why people deny that, because it's what the Bible says, but I don't want to get ahead of myself again. King James onlyism, which is not exclusive to the new IFB, but it's also part of the old IFB as well. But it's something that, you know, Reformed people and, you know, all these like fake pseudo scholars and people who are full of themselves like to attack us for. The fact that Jesus was in hell when he was dead for 3 days and 3 nights, that's another thing that people attack us for, even though it's in the Bible. The Trinity, again, that's something that pretty much every Christian believes, but there's even some aspects of the Trinity that some people are wrong on. Like, I've even seen people attack my pastor, Pastor Anderson, for saying that, you know, Jesus had a physical body, and then also God the Father and the Holy Spirit also have a body. It's just a spiritual body, okay, which is in the Bible, and I'll show you why that's in the Bible, but people don't like that for some reason, because they're getting their doctrine from the Nicene Creed and from the Catholic Church instead of actually from the Word of God. Next, talking about hard preaching and cussing from the pulpit, as they will accuse my pastor of doing, the post-tribulation rapture, anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism, as they claim, right? Replacement theology, I guess that also ties in with that. Being against dispensationalism, people will, you know, attack us for not being dispensationalists, even though dispensationalism is not taught in the Bible. Again, the reprobate doctrine, right? This is something that these hyper-grace people that I've been talking about recently have been attacking us for saying that, oh, well, sodomites can't be saved. That means you're teaching works-based salvation. Well, no, they can't be saved because they can't believe, okay? Jesus died for their sins, but if somebody doesn't believe in Jesus, they won't be saved, and they can't believe in Jesus. I'm going to show you that from the Bible later in the series. Kind of coinciding with that of calling us, you know, a hate group and saying that, you know, I'm a hate preacher, my pastor's a hate preacher, that sort of stuff. Again, going to answer that and explain why that's not true, and also why hate is not always bad, because the Bible doesn't say it's bad. Also, people attack us for preaching the commandments of God. Again, another thing I've been talking about recently for these hyper-grace, antinomian-type people. Or rejection of Christian schools, Bible colleges. That's another thing that some old IFB people don't like. Anti-feminism. The world will attack us for that all the time. And then also just lies about our pastors, right? Lies about Pastor Anderson. Lies about just other, you know, new IFB pastors that people will make, like, oh, you're advocating violence, or whatever other thing that they say. And then also just I want to explain, you know, why we're hated by the world. And it shouldn't be surprising who's right when there's really not that many people who are preaching the Bible today and then being persecuted by the world for preaching the Bible. Jesus clearly said, if you live godly and if you, you know, are actually following me, you're going to be hated, persecuted by the world. So that's the new IFB. and I'll get to that more in that later video. But that's basically just a quick summary of what the series is going to look like. So I hope you enjoy these videos. I hope you look forward to them. And I hope it clears some things up, some lies that people are saying about, you know, my church. Because I'm willing to defend my church. I like my church. It's the best church in Arizona, in my opinion. So I'm going to defend it against these false accusations, lies, or just even, you know, real accusations, but they're not really accusations because they're not bad. It's just we're preaching the Bible, and it's like, if you don't like it, then that's your problem. It's what the Bible says. So, you know, you ought to conform your views to what Jesus said and what, you know, the Holy Spirit said by the mouth of the prophets instead of just believing what everybody else tells you. So thank you, brother, for watching, and God bless you, and goodbye.